tapped out. Millions of Americans lack safe access to life's most essential ingredient. By Justin Warland. The wheels are still attached to the house trailer that Pamela Rush calls home, but the 49-year-old mother of two is trapped. A lifelong resident of Lowndes County, Alabama, she lives off disability checks, struggling to pay the bills on a ninth-grade education. It's hard to attribute her situation to any one cause. She was born in one of the poorest counties in one of the poorest states, and, like the rest of the country's mostly African-American population, she wrestles with the legacy of slavery and systemized discrimination. Just down the road from her home are the sharecropper's quarters where she was born. Yet the most immediate source of Rush's troubles is immediate, the puddle of sewage that has collected in her backyard, brewing with human feces. Whenever the toilet inside is flush, the waste travels through a 10-foot pipe straight to her backyard. Thousands of the country's residents are in the same situation. Local government won't pay to build infrastructure to connect them to proper wastewater disposal lines, so they're left to deal with the myriad problems caused by living in sewage that bubbles up into showers and bathtubs. A 2017 study of county residents found that 34% of participants suffer from hookworm, a parasitic infection contracted by walking barefoot on soil contaminated by fecal matter. Among the issues associated with the disease is slow development in children,